Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. Sup, brah.
Hi.
Sup. So it was Wicked Weekend, and look behind me. I've been attacked by the Wicked Witch.
Wow.
The Wicked Witch.
Look at you.
They're spray painting my house green, and it looks like a serial killer lives here. A serial killer who kills only things with green blood. So that's where I'm at today. But it's great. Everything is great.
That's good. I'm going to hold space. I'm going to hold space for your green room. I'm currently in my childhood bedroom because I went back to New York for Thanksgiving. So I am broadcasting from the New York outpost, the New York office of Watch What Crappens. So pardon any technical or audio issues if any arise on my end. It's the best I can do over here. So anyway, today we are talking Real Housewives of Potomac and, of course, the usual fun things, which is be sure to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. It's monthly now. It's much easier. You get access to our bonus episodes and also to fun things like Crappens on Demand, where you can see our faces and you can see Ronnie's green room, etc., 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 etc. And then next week we have Crappy Hour, which will be on Monday, and we'll talk about all sorts of stuff on LUTube. So in the meantime, let's dive into some Potomac on an episode called Healing, Thriving, Surviving.
This song needs to be called, this show needs to be called Singing, Please Be Quiet, Stop Thriving in My Face. Stop thriving in my ears. Your thriving hurts my ears. Okay, please stop. Dive. How about diving? You're taking dive.
I'll be telling
diving.
Something.
Okay.
Healing, thriving, and surviving. Three words I would not say about the state of music after hearing Ashley's song. That is not healing music. It is not causing music to thrive. And music is not surviving after it.
No one's ears are surviving this. Please don't sing. Make yourself feel better without a microphone in your hand. You know what I mean? Sing in the shower. Sing in your car. Don't sing at me, okay? I felt chained. I felt chained to the chair. It's like, please let me go. Please. I felt taken hostage. Okay, so it is GNA Fusion Workout. So I still don't understand this rebranding. Giselle is telling us, you know why. Everybody wants to underestimate GNA. There is no GNA. Can you stop pretending that there's a GNA? No one, we're estimating it properly. I'm not a hater.
Yes.
I would love for you to have, I am a hater. Listen. But I mean, as far as GNA goes, I'm not a hater. I want you to thrive. I want you to heal and I want you to survive. Not necessarily in that order because it doesn't rhyme properly. But I'm here for GNA. But you guys don't have anything. You literally have nothing. I keep going on your website. There's nothing there. So stop with your rebranding and your nobody gets it. There's nothing to get. You have nothing.
Yeah, I don't really understand this. GNA Fusion is now what it's called. I don't know if they merged with something called Fusion. I don't know what the Fusion is. What have they fused? What are they fusing together? Are they fusing the G and the A together? Are they just like one big Ashley, Giselle, polymorph thing? I'm not sure. But they're just going to say it until we just believe whatever this means to be health and wellness. I don't know what it means to be health and wellness.
They had like Thai Mexican one day and they called it Fusion. They're like, we should be that. Let's be that.
Yeah. Yeah. So now they're basically throwing an aerobics event. They're throwing in a big outdoor exercise
event. This doesn't make sense. And you're right. What is health and wellness? It doesn't make any sense. It's making me mad at this point. It didn't make me that mad when I was watching the show, but now talking about it, I'm getting mad. She says, we're rebranding along with selling athleisure, which you don't do. You have like one t-shirt and a pair of socks on your website. She says, GNA is now health and wellness. We don't know. Then Ashley explains, in the span of a month, we've really been promoting the GNA Fusion brand. Well, we've seen that. You have a bunch of parties for it and what it represents. What does it represent? And a lot of people have gotten on board. Who's gotten on board? What do you even do?
It's okay. Uncle Lump does not count. Okay. Like in the span of a month, by the way, you're patting yourself on the back for putting up some social media posts in the span of a month over 4 weeks. And a lot of people have gotten bored. That is just, it's so vague. Okay. I, you know what? GNA Fusion needs some GNA Fusion. Cause I feel like it's unwell and it needs some wellness. So they're at this big outdoor thing.
I don't want athleisure that's also for brain cancer. you can't just fuse things together like that. And I feel like she's kind of victim cloaking it. Like, well, it's also a charity. What are you talking about? You can't have like brain tumor workout. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to be offensive about brain tumors. That's so sad. But that's like a separate thing. Like, I don't want to be wearing my Skims while I'm thinking about getting my lumps checked. You know what I mean?
I think the issue here is that they just want to make money on something and they're not sure what. So they're just throwing things at the wall, as opposed to Skims, where there was a vision of, hey, I want to make some shapewear that's going to look good. Let's call it Skims. Or, you know, skinny girl Bethany Frankel was making this beverage, or actually Luanda Lesseps invented it, really. And she said, you know what, let me bottle it. Like, this was not an outgrowth of something that they were already doing. They were not already designing athleisure. They were not like big athleisure people necessarily. And they just were like, oh, let's cash in on a trend that we saw. And now that's not working. Let's cash in on another trend because Ashley likes yoga. So it was just like
another. But this one, we can get a tax break.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to have a charity. They're rebranding it to be charity. I'll bet you anything that this is, they're trying to go for some kind of charity thing where they're going to get a tax break. I have no idea. I'm just basing that off of, because they keep mentioning brain cancer and stuff like that. And I'm guessing that they're going to try and rebrand this as like a somewhat charitable athleisure wear thing. I don't know. But we'll see. So anyway, the girls come and Jacqueline's still trying to convince us that she's super fun. And she's like, oh my God, working out? Where are the mimosas, girl? I'm Jacqueline. I'm five season Jacqueline.
And there's no liquor today. They're going to be healthy. And by the way, this is like 3 days before Karen's court date. We should also know, because they're talking about that. And Giselle's like, well, the other night, like, okay, it was a lot. We cannot be outside the courthouse with signs. And we see a flashback of Mia and Karen were apologizing at Jassy's party at the Willard. And Giselle, Mia's talking about how she's going to be at the courthouse for Karen with a sign being like, free Karen. And so Giselle's being like, yeah, let's not do that at this event.
So she just holds up her yoga mat and she's like, just being as annoying as possible. And then Giselle's like, well, I definitely invited Karen to this event, but she's got a court date and she needs to stay home and figure some things out. So mostly how to dress like Wednesday Addams, because apparently she thinks that will get her off. Karen's at home, yeah. Like, everybody loves Wednesday. Let's figure it out. I'm going to play the cello. Figure this one out. Give me some black hair. Let's do this, buddy. So Wendy arrives screaming and yelling and squealing. And surely she's going to remind people that it was her birthday, or has been her birthday, or is currently in her birthday season.
Yes, that's the big thing with Wendy, is that she's turned 40, in case you didn't hear. So they show up, and Wendy is like, I still don't know what's going on. Okay, I didn't have clarity when they had the runway show, and the only thing that was good there was the crab legs. And now we're working out on a rooftop? Why are we here? I mean, she raises fair points.
It's a fair point. And Giselle takes the mic, and she gives a speech. And she says, good morning. Excuse me, where's the tea in that good morning? why are you changing your personality for the crowd? I need authentic Giselle if I'm going to buy into GNA Fusion, okay? And authentic Giselle has a T in her good mornings. She's like, the people are ready. You're looking so good. This is one of our many fitness events because now we're GNA Fusion. So now you have fitness events and you're just doing jumping jacks. I'm not paying you for this.
So they all work out. They're doing aerobics. Everyone has a nice workout. It's like, yay, we worked out and we're going to donate money to the National Brain Tumor Society. What a wonderful event. What could possibly go wrong? And then Giselle gets on the mic and is like, now we have a little bit of a surprise for y'all. You know, Ashley Darby is my friend and she's my business partner, but she's also an international pop rock star. And then everyone starts to groan. Everyone's like, oh God, we know what's coming. Why?
Literally everybody groans. Zero people are supportive. And
everyone's like, we're already being charitable. Why are you abusing us when we're being charitable to you?
Yeah, this is abusing someone's charity, right? Like now I have to listen to you too. And Ashley's like, hi, healing and thriving. Thank you, babes. And there's like a smattering of applause. When I say smattering, I'm like, wow, it's maybe two people, like very, very light.
She starts doing a whole thing. She's like, healing and thriving and surviving, healing and thriving. And she's singing and she does a whole bit. She's going right through the crowd. Like, this is a rehearsed thing where she's like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this first here. And then we're going to go through. We're going to, like, this is a choreographed number that she does. And just seeing her jumping so around into it park, as if she's playing Coachella.
Poor thing. Yeah. And, you know, look, I think she can sing. Just not like this. You know what I mean? Like, sit down. And almost sing it to a mic, but jumping around is not going to help. And I just feel bad. But in good news, my brain tumor fell out because it just didn't want to listen to it. My brain tumor fell out of my ear and then it ran out of the park. So yes, that was positive.
And Wendy's like, oh, where's the auto tune? And Stacey says, I think that takes a lot of courage performing that song in front of all those people. I mean, she put forth such an effort to hit those notes. She really, really did. She did a very valiant job of attempting to sing. So I applaud her. I doff my cap.
So Giselle gets back on the mic and she's like, give it up for Ashley. And thank you for making this GNA Fusion event something called a, what do we call it, Ashley?
Success!
People did jumping jacks and jack. Oh, I can't. Okay, so then people go home, I guess. And then Mia's talking to Wendy. And she's like, well, I just had a conversation with Jacqueline. But guys, I really need everybody to listen. Everybody, please gather around.
Yeah.
I'm going to really need to lean on you guys.
Yes. She actually says, I have to have a conversation with Jacqueline, but you guys can be part of it. Here, gather. She's like, gather round. I'm going to share. I'm going to have a scene, everyone.
Yes. So, okay, guys, I need a village, and you're my village. Guys, I'm really going through it with Gordon right now. He's in mania. Okay, you don't get to just say he's in mania every time he does something you disagree with. He's not in mania. He doesn't like being dragged on television to be embarrassed over and over again. That's not mania. It's called normal reactions to a really fucked up lady in your life. Who's going to use and squeeze out every ounce of humanity that you've ever shown and fuck you over again and again just to stay on TV. You are shameless. You are shameless, ma'am. Leave that old man alone.
Hold on 1 second. My phone's going off. Find my friends. It says, okay, oh, I found Gordon's location. Mania. Okay. So he's in mania. And so guys, we're just like really dealing with it. And Jacqueline's like, it has to be just so hard for Mia dealing with a man who has a mental health condition. And we see flashbacks to Gordon talking about being diagnosed with bipolar one.
We also need to stop villainizing people with bipolar. And this is crazy what they're doing on this show. How are they not being called out for this? Making it like, oh my God, bipolar one. A lot of people suffer from bipolar. You guys are making it sound like these people are monsters. I don't think you're supposed to be vilifying people for that shit in 2024. This is nuts.
So Mia's like,
okay, I'm going to get this. I'm going to try to like say this without crying. So Gordon and Ink, they just like kind of got into it. And like Gordon, okay, I just don't like, don't want to cry about it. Okay, I'm sorry. My tears are kind of like in mania right now. But he was like, you're an adulterer. And then like she had an abortion by you. And I just think that was like really low of him. And like, how dare you tell anybody what I did with my body? And they're like, oh my God. And Ashley's like, I can't believe my ears. Like, I want to be there for her, but this is a lot to take in right now.
And you know what? Look, I don't think it was great of Gordon to do that either, but you're literally dragging Gordon on TV to humiliate him over and over. And you know what? Turnabout's fair play. Okay. And Giselle actually says it best when she's just like, yeah, this is trash. She's like, I don't know what this girl was trying to do on my television show, but I'm not here for this. This is not cute. This is not fun. This is just pure fucking trash. No. No, thank you.
Right. Like, this isn't just, like, sitting around gossiping, kikiing, like, spilling the tea. This is just, like, messiness in your personal life they are dragging us all into. So Mia's like,
yeah, Ink actually sent me yesterday, if I'm a trigger for Gordon, I'll just, like, remove myself. And they're like, oh, my God, Mia. Oh, my God. We thought Mia and Ink were a forever couple. Oh, my God.
Ink is permanent. Like, yeah. They're like, guys, hasn't she seen her opening line yet? Ink is permanent.
I didn't consider paper mate pens. Ink is erasable.
So Ink is such a giver that he's willing to take a break, but not really as much of a giver as he was when he refused to take a break by fucking you the entire time you were with Gordon. What am I supposed to believe that Ink is now? Some guy is like, guys, am I not wanted here? You've been fucking Ink for 20 years. I can't. This whole show is just me yelling today at all the people on it. You guys are really, you're really stretching my patience today. Come on.
I have a hot take, which is I kind of like Ink. I'm not going to lie. He just sort of stands there and he's just sort of like, I just feel like he just like listens. And then he just sort of, you know, he's like, he's not as much of a disaster as I thought he would be. I thought he was going to be mugging for the cameras, trying to do everything. And that turns out is TJ. But Ink is just sort of, he's just sort of there. I'm surprised how much I appreciate that.
I will not jump on the Ink train with you. And he's also only had a few episodes. So give him time. You know, they'll push him too far.
Yeah, no, I mean, he will review. But for right now, we will see. There's no way that he's not a disaster. I mean, he's in this mess. But for right now, I'm surprised.
His name is that incorporated. Like there is no way.
Yeah. No. Excuse me. It's incognito.
Nope. That is incorporated. That man is incorporated with himself.
Inconceivable.
So let's see. Yeah. So no one's really here for that, you know. So now they move it over to Stacey's like, where's TJ? And then they show TJ over talking to Ray. And Ray's like, let me tell you something. I had the first computer. It was made out of balls on strings. And you would hit one ball, and then it would hit another ball, and the balls just kept going. And then you figured out it was 10. 10 all along. TJ's like, I love math. TJ's the most open we've ever seen him with Ray.
Yeah. So, although that happened later, though, but Stacey is like, where is TJ? Because that's like my storyline for this episode is me missing TJ. So no one really cares and no one answers. He's just sitting there on a mat alone. So Giselle is like, okay, so I just want to say, Karen, everyone, Karen was supposed to be here and she sent me a text saying that she does not feel well and she has a lot going on. And we all know Tuesday is her court case for her DUI, which she got when she was then sent to jail for her DUI. And she's going to a court case where she may be found guilty of many things. But I just wanted to emphasize again that Karen got a DUI. So does anyone want to pray for Karen's DUI at all? Anyone?
She was like, as a former first lady, let me lead a prayer. Dear Grey Goose up in heaven, please send your son Belvedere to come inside Karen and fill her with the kind of shame she deserves for being an alcoholic drunk person. Let her go forth with the crown, the royal crown that you shall bestow upon her, and don't let her get raped in prison. Thank you, Lord. She is an alcoholic. Everybody, thank you. Thank you for listening to
Karen is probably prayer. Going to go to jail. So good luck to Karen. Just want to remind everyone that Karen got arrested just one more time.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Now it's 2 days later. And it's, you know, it's serious because it's Karen's court date.
And we you know she's in trouble because we see that Potomac deer running away. The deer is fleeting because it's a Karen scene and it's fleeing. And we know that it's scared of Karen, as it should be.
The deer is like, I can't even help her. I have to run away.
You started this in the first place when all three of you ran in front of me.
So so Karen is going to her court and she's like, the morning has arrived, of course. I'm fearful of any accusations that have been leveled against me and my institution of marriage. And I never thought I'd be in this position at 20+1. I'm like, really? Even in this serious scene, you're still referring to yourself as 20+1.
I'm just grateful to be alive, to be grateful. I have attorneys, and we just pray for a good outcome.
Things may not be looking good right now, but they are smelling delicious, like a Le Dom.
Listen, I'm going to walk into that courthouse and I'm going to say, Your Honor, it wasn't my fault. I accidentally ate the dirty bird. And so, of course, I was impaired. It's not my fault. Please sue Purdue Farms. Thank you very much. Innocent.
So she's being very depressing. You know, she's very, like, solemn because, you know, she's showing us that she's in trouble. She's dressed in her Wednesday Adam Best, walking around the kitchen. She's like, look at me at the espresso machine. Oh, hold on. Let me take out the espresso topper and just bring it on the desk a little bit. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, I can't even make the espresso. Ray! Then Ray comes down. He's like, dragged out of bed. He's like, well, I'd rather be on the golf course. She's like, oh, really, Ray? That's what we say today. He's like, well, you look like a very young woman. Well, I don't want to oversell it. Not like a baby or anything. You look like a 70-year-old instead of a 90-year-old woman with crazy face. Does that make you feel good? It's like,
time to sleep, Ray. Thank you.
Ray, this is nothing to play with. Legal stuff is nothing to play with. Driving while drinking, now that's to play with, but legal stuff is not to play with. And I'm exhausted with the process, Ray. I might look good. How do I look? Do I look good? And he's like, well, you look great. I mean, you look younger. I mean, you don't look like a baby or anything. It's not like I'd cheat on you with you. But like, you look, you know, like a classy young lady who might live in a mansion with a hand as a pet. That kind of thing.
So then the doorbell rings and it's lawyer Troy. And she's like, oh, I'm just so prayerful going into this case with the legal counsel that I have in place. And I'm so, so grateful for the court system. Really, really grateful for them. Great people. All around good people. But I'm still scared because when you read it in black and white, I mean, it does shake you. Karen, what do you think you're going to do? I guess she's going to come up with some monologue that's going to make this all better. That's a lot of charges, okay? Don't say it looks bad in black and white. It looks bad in color, too.
Yeah. So they're gonna go off to work and to court, I should say. And Karen's like, I trust Troy to do his work. He's one hell of an attorney. So they all pile in the car and they take off their mics. And there's actually a beautiful shot of Karen with the morning sun coating her silhouette as she heads off to find out her fate, which will ultimately be in actually 4 months. So so nothing really happens.
Well, she keeps saying, oh, I can't wait to be done with this. I want to go right now and be done with this. I just want to tell my truth. But I have to respect the process.
But she's trying to make us all believe how much she really wants to go in there and just have it over with and face the music, which is a lie. So then we go to Kierna, and she's hanging out. It's the day of Karen's court appearance. Dun, 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 dun. And she's hanging out with Mia. And they order, and Kierna's like, actually, I'm allergic to cheese. So could you do this thing without the cheese? And it's the most character development we've seen for Kierna in weeks. So good for her.
Yeah.
Getting that in there.
Yeah. Kierna, when we're in Lake Norman, Kierna started to come out of her shell a little bit. And now she's sort of gone back to being friend of energy. It's still kind of shocking that she's a full-fledged Real Housewife. So Mia is like, oh my gosh, you're like allergic to cheese? Wow. You know who's allergic to cheese? Gordon, when he's in Mania. And guess what? He's in Mania. No cheese around Gordon today. Like, is that true? I don't know. Mia just coming up with lies on the fly about Gordon.
Yeah. So we find out that these two are trying to be friends with each other, which is really cute. And so now they're talking, So now they're talking about Karen. And Karen is like, well, I do have a message about Karen, but I have to wait for everyone to be here. So Stacey comes and she's like, although I can't be there for Karen in the moment, the best thing that we can do at this point is try to support her, even if it's from afar. And hopefully we can do that by all agreeing to just not saying things. Because honestly, nothing helps a headache like a good martini, and nothing causes a headache like that singing. It hurt. It hurt really, really badly.
Cut to TJ standing in by the door jamb and trying to like join in on the scene. He's like, it's probably like, can I come be a part of the scene too? No, TJ, not your turn yet. Stay back. I'm having a scene with the girls.
There's a reason you're an under five, honey. Stay that way. Okay.
So, everyone starts to show up for this rooftop. Wendy's wearing a rainbow colored thing, etc. And Wendy's talking about how, she's going to be having, I think she's talking about how there's going to be her big white party for her birthday, her Blanco party for her 40th birthday. And she tells us, I really want my birthday party to be a celebration of everyone I love and everyone who loves me. But I'm so nervous about Eddie's family. And then we get flashbacks to Susan being like, please invite them. So,
please,
this is a big deal.
I'm for peace. You know me.
I'm for peace. Susan.
She's the best cast member right now, the mom. Susan is by far the most compelling cast member on this show right now. They should spin this show off and just have it be Susan and all the people she's threatening and then pretending that she's praying for.
I think that this is Susan's best season by far. She's been doing a great job. And she does a great job this episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were carrying on.
I thought you were about to carry on with something. So we will both carry on by going forward, which is that people are still arriving at this rooftop. So Kierna, now that everyone's arrived, Kierna's like,
so I spoke with Karen earlier in the day and things are looking good. Like, she postponed, so she will actually go back to court in September.
Like, why did you have to make this as like the grand announcement once everyone has arrived?
Because it's just so Karen. You have to wait until everyone's there. I don't want anybody missing. And then boom, make the announcement. Make it big. Make it strong. Karen, you could have texted the group text and been like, we're going back. Like, whatever. But it's very Karen, as we see in this next Karen scene. So Karen comes home and she's like, all right, guys, you want to take a quick seat? Please, let's all sit down. So they do. They make the poor lawyer come in and they all take a seat. And she goes, Okay. The producer asked her, so you find out that your case is postponed until September. What happened, Karen? And she says,
well, I'll say this. The legal system is very slow, and I'm just going to have to be patient with it.
Making it sound like they did this. No. Nope. And then it cuts to the lawyer, and he's like, well, we got what we wanted. We got a postponement until September.
Yeah. It was obvious she didn't want to deal with this while they were shooting, probably. That's like what I inferred from it. So she's like, she doesn't want to deal with whatever comes down the pike. Because it's not going to be good. I mean, she was drunk driving. Like, she was drunk. She drove over a median. There's no good outcome. And she knows there probably will not be a good outcome. And the last thing she wants is to have to deal with that on camera with Giselle there with a fork and a knife ready to, you know, dig right on in. So she's acting like, you know, well, the legal system that is very slow. It's a slow system, but the truth will come out. And what is the truth that's going to come out? Did someone like inject her with alcohol while she was driving, and this conspiracy is going to be laid bare for all us to see? What is this truth that she keeps saying is going to come out?
Poor Karen is just treading water at this point.
She's just saying the sort of things you have to say to sort of like maintain some sort of attempt at innocence. So, yeah, it got delayed. So Karen does not have to deal with this until probably after the show is done. So then we go back to the ladies up on the rooftop, and everyone is like, okay, well, fingers crossed, it'll be okay. I mean, it's like, well, I noticed that she's getting skinny. And Giselle's like, yes, I actually mentioned that to her. And she said, well, she hasn't been eating. And she hasn't been sleeping. And Karen was like, yeah, that's what she said. Like, that's the first thing she said, that I haven't gotten any sleep. And Stacey goes, what? Stacey's like shocked that someone approaching a court date would not actually be getting good sleep.
So Giselle says that when her father passed, that Karen was really there for her. And so I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I'm there for alcoholic poor DUI Karen, because it can't be easy being so drunk all day and getting skinny when all you've eaten is Tito's. So I will be there for poor, frail, alcoholic Karen. Can't wait. And Wendy's like, does anyone know the consequences of the charges? Because I was talking to Eddie, and he said she could have house arrest, she could have community service, she could get jail time. I just like this. What could happen? Yeah. She could die in there. She could be run over. She could be flooded. So many options of what could happen.
Why is the idea of Karen being under house arrest kind of funny to me? I don't know why. Just her with like an ankle bracelet, like can't go out the door. It's like, I can't go any farther. I'm on house arrest. I don't know why. It's just so amusing. Because I know that Giselle, I think, would just have so much fun with it. Be like, oh, Karen, I dropped the newspaper over here. Can you pick that up? I can't. That's beyond the boundary of my ankle bracelet. You know that, Giselle. Oh, I'm so sorry, Karen.
Well, probably the best thing to come out of it would be for Ray, because she would get so sick of being stuck in the house for Ray that she'd be like, oh, my God, get me to Florida. Just please, just get me somewhere where Ray's never home. He's constantly on the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't be able to do a thing. So Giselle tries to FaceTime Karen. Mia's like, well, text her first and make sure she's not drunk. So they try to FaceTime and she doesn't answer. And Stacey's like, well, I don't think that she's drinking anymore, you guys. She doesn't ever drink, ever. And when we're together, she never drinks. I think that means that Karen is not drinking, and she definitely doesn't drink when the cameras are down.
And Mia's like, oh, well, if Karen's not drinking, then I'm celibate. And she's like, oh, okay. So Karen is truly a drunk. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you're growing. You're growing as a housewife. Good for you. We can't wait to repeat to Karen later and make it sound like you just called her an alcoholic.
They really did applaud her. They were like, oh, my God, good for you, Stacey. You were shady. She's like, thank you. Thank you. That was very fun for me. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I'm going to tell Arabella later.
And Ashley's like, well, I'm really... So we go to Ashley's house because she's having a little birthday gathering with her family. And she's like, well, I'm really thankful that I'm seeing my 36th year. You know, I'm just still a little bit trepidatious. Just really like that word. So if anybody wants to sit with that for a minute. I said trepidatious. I'm a musician now. I write lyrics. Trepidatious rhymes with audacious. And also strepinacious. Yeah. I don't think that's a word, though. Let's just say trepidatious twice.
Healing and thriving, and I am surviving, but I'm feeling trepidatious. It works!
So she basically is saying she's just not where she thought she would be in life, which is adorable to know that she ever actually had a plan of where she thought she would be in life at some point, because I haven't ever detected that from her. But she's talking about, like, oh, God, why aren't I divorced yet? Why don't I have my business GNA where it's supposed to be yet? I'm like, well, because I think both things are shams, so that's probably why. And then she's like, also, that might explain why they're not where they're supposed to be, because they're not real in the first place.
Well, actually, did you hear? And we have to eat our words on this. I was just going to eat my words alone, but I'm glad to have someone at lunch with me. Ashley and Michael are finalizing their divorce. So get some mustard out. Let's eat those words, girl. Because it looks delicious. Like they're actually doing it. I can't believe it. I really cannot believe it. I did not think it was going to happen. Good for those crazy kids. Look at them.
What? Oh, my goodness. See? So she's only a few months behind schedule with her 36th birthday.
Yeah, good for her. I didn't see it coming, Ashley. Good for you. I eat my words, and I do not apologize. Well, okay, I'll apologize. Does it hurt me? No. Apologies are free. Ashley, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the old crew comes by. Uncle Lump, you know, Monica, his wife. Kayla, the cousin. So whenever Uncle Lump shows up, you always know this is when Ashley's going to get Ashley. Uncle Lump and Monica, this is when Ashley is going to be politely reprimanded by her family for, like, not getting her shit together. Because this is what happens once a season. They come, they drop some truth bombs on her, and then she cries. Which, by the way, I love. I think Uncle Lump deserves more credit. Because he comes in, he's so cute, he comes in, and he's kind of like, Ashley, what the fuck are you doing? And then Monica's like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing? And then Ashley cries, and it's like, they sort of speak to the audience.
Ashley cries in her very, like, guys, it's just so much stress. Thinking about divorce, I mean, this is the last time I'll be married to Michael. Get out of here, Ashley, okay? Ashley is still full of shit, okay? She may have really divorced Michael, but she's still full of shit.
Yeah, I'm watching Lump and Monica try to suppress their smiles every time Ashley says, I mean, this could be the very last moment I'm with Michael as a married couple. This could be the last time that Michael's in my life. And they're just like sitting there trying to like suppress their laughter. Like, please let this man be out of our family.
Yeah. And so is it going to finally be finalized? You know, all the talk. And Monica's like, well, it's never as amicable as you would think. This is going to suck. So you have a lot to think about. Education, after school activities, summer camp. And Uncle Lump's like, college tuition? For Christ's sake, you two, it's her birthday. Could you give the woman a break? Jeez. Yeah.
So she's talking about how she had a really good lawyer. And it's really helped and helped get to the point quicker than last year. Because last year she wasn't ready to do this. But, like, you know, this is when she's like, there's just, like, so much finality. I'm like, this is our last time that I may see him and we're so married. God, it's going to be so weird to see his boner in his pants and he's not married to me anymore.
It's just so different when he's grabbing lawyer asses instead of just cameraman asses. I mean, things are just changing so fast. So she's explaining mediation, saying that, you know, you have to really put everything on the table, which is going to be the affairs mostly. And they're like, well, and Uncle Lump is just over there smiling. He's like, so do you have proof about these affairs? And she's like, I mean, it's on the internet. He goes, exactly. Solid proof. Dun, dun, dun. So yeah. They just keep talking about this for a really long time. And they're trying to, like, kind of fill her with confidence while also tell her life is going to be hell for the next few months or whatever. And then Michael lost a good woman. And then we go over to Mia talking to Jacqueline while she drives. And Mia's like, hey. And Jacqueline's, she goes, hey, girl, what are you doing? And Jacqueline's like, oh, I am just exhausted. Let me tell you. Well, I'll talk about ink now. It's like, geez, poor Jacqueline.
I know.
I'm actually on the way to pick up ink from the airport because it's Friday. And Jacqueline's like, oh, so you get to see your boo. That reminds me, one of the reasons why I'm so exhausted is because Patrick wound up in the hospital. Hold on one second. I'm just going to park the car real quickly. Okay, good talking to you, Jacqueline. Bye.
Seriously.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery Show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Pearlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Pearlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So we find out that she's getting some D because she's picking up ink from the airport. And Jacqueline's like, yeah, get some D. But the producer's like, didn't you just cry about taking a break from ink? And she's like, well, I mean,
taking a break means different things to different people. So, whatever.
Yeah. And Mia's like, yeah, basically, that she picks up ink and everything, and they make some small talk about the flight. And Mia's like,
so I was just on the phone with Jacqueline the other night. It was like a lot, babe. It was like a lot. Like, Gordon, you know how he is. Hashtag in mania. Like, he says one thing, but then the next day it's like another thing, you know?
And then we see a flashback of how Gordon tells Andy that he's cordial with Ink. And then we see a flashback of Ink going off on Ink last week. So Ink is like, yeah, I'm sure. Well, next time I see Gordon, it's going to be all smiles and fist bumping.
Yeah. And he's like, if it was about 25 years younger, I'd probably do something about it, but I can't do anything about it right now. He might call a timeout. And they're like, haha, yeah, he's really old. And then we see that they were hanging out right after all of that big mania issue, where they're in the pool, having fun, throwing the kids in the water, and acting like a big family. So who knows?
Yeah. So, like, but it's also crazy because she sat down everyone and said and pulled on everyone's heartstrings by saying that she and Ink are taking a break, when actually what we saw was that right after that whole scene, they were all together having a fun time up at the pool. So
Mia's just a liar, which we know. Mia's always been a liar, but she's not even trying now, you know? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, so now we go to Wendy's birthday celebration. So there's a house. This is going to be a big, big old party and everything. And Wendy and Eddie are doing a walkthrough with, like, the party planner and everything. And they're setting up the seating. Eddie's family is going to sit. Is going to be in one area. And Wendy's just talking about how Eddie and his siblings have made amends, and like, they're new to this whole process of being like having Eddie's family in their life.
And it's a super meaningful party. And you know that because the husband is plugging his weed business. There's like a whole business wall for Eddie, for Happy Eddie. And so we have this big buildup towards meeting the family, which kind of falls on its face because I needed more. Nothing happened. Like, oh, everybody's great.
Nothing.
Nobody has lines. It's all fine. So, it's kind of a
fail. They just sort of like Eddie's family just sort of sat in one corner. Wendy's family sat in another. They made some passing remarks later on, but that was basically it.
Yeah. So then the party planner takes him to the dock because something's going to be done with a boat. And Wendy's like, how am I supposed to get up to the dock? How am I supposed to do this? Where's my bridge? You know, just Wendy being Wendy. And then, you know, it's just putting the party together and stuff like that. And then we go to Karen, and Karen is, Ray points to the pool. He's like, are you going to make a splash? And she's like, oh, no, no one's going to take a splash, Ray, please. I'll have it on the rocks, though. That would be great. Just on the rocks would be great with a straw.
You know, I'm not worried about the girls. I've seen what they're putting down, so I can read them left and right and up and down. Although when it comes to the alphabet backwards, that may be a little trickier. But whatever it is, anybody stepping in the line of fire, kaboom! Which is also, incidentally, the sound of the fire hydrant that I drove over in the middle of that traffic median.
Anybody stepping in the line of fire hydrants? Kaboom! So then TJ is like, you know, you start walking at 1.5. She goes, oh my God, I guess my timing is off with your walking, TJ. We've got to get that walking together before we, you know, are never going to fuck you. Well, you know, maybe you'll change your mind. If I get the walking in sync, surely.
Yeah.
No, there will be no finger
TJ
in all.
Really no fingers. TJ really steps out of that car cranky. And when he said that, I was like, gosh, criticizing the way she's walking? God, what's up with that? And then later on, we realize, oh, he is really in a snit today. I don't know what bee is in his bonnet. But
TJ has shown up as his true self. A real piece of shit today. Mm-hmm. A real,
yes,
low-talking piece of crap. I hope she gets rid of him. Listen, he was fine when he was really nice. I mean, if he ain't going to fuck you, at least he'll be really nice and cute. But no, he's neither of those things. And he looks 20 years older being mean. Isn't that funny how that does it to you? Weird. He's a jerk. I hate him now.
He's passive aggressive. Passive aggressive and needy. It's not good whatsoever. And not even giving the D. So then we see Eddie's. What'd you say?
He's just knee.
He's just knee.
He's like needy without the D.
Worst kind of
you're needy, but you don't even have the D. You're just me.
You're just me.
It's pathetic.
Trepidatious. So on screen we see Eddie's family arrives. People are arriving. Giselle, Mia, Kierna, all of them. They all say hello. And then Giselle goes up to Karen and is like, Karen, you're free. I'm so happy you're free and amongst us. I'm so glad you did not go to jail, even though you had a court case for the DUI where you got into the traffic accident. Remember when you were arrested, Karen? Remember you, the Grand Dame, arrested here in Potomac. Remember that, Karen? She's like, yes, thank you, Zell. Thank you for reminding me every 5 seconds that I got arrested. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So they're like, you look amazing. What was your look channeling? And she's like, innocence. Did it work, ladies? And we see footage of her leaving the courthouse like, please, please stop. There's like 3 people out there taking pictures. She's like, please, please, my press, please. I can't take any more.
Well, it's okay to say you need help and you need to get your power back, because then we won't have anything to talk about, because then we will have to support you, right? Because that's what friends do. As long as you want to dance around the equation, 1 + 1 does not equal 2.
I'm like, well, I know that Mia's not the one saying that. I know that Mia is not the one talking about owning up, lecturing about owning up to situations and 1 + 1, it does not equal 2.
Yeah, well, that's Mia, all right. So then they now we're talking about how it's Wendy's 40th birthday, and she decided to do that on Ashley's actual birthday. So Ashley has to spend her actual birthday celebrating again for Wendy, who's officially fucking annoying now with her birthday. Okay, it's enough.
Yeah, this is like party number 3. So then Mia sits down. Susan's sitting at a table. So Mia goes over to her and she's like,
hello, queen. How are you? I haven't seen you since we exchanged some words on the Twitter.
And Susan's like, we did?
Yeah, you know, remember. Like,
and then we have a headline that says, Wendy's mom blessed Mia for on-screen assault against her daughter.
Well, you did, and I just wanted to say hi. You look beautiful. Gordon is in mania.
And Susan's like, thank you. How's life treating you? She's like, well, you know, did you hear the part about Gordon being in mania? But otherwise, good. And she's like, you're in my prayers. It's like, ooh, she can throw that around just like my family. That is the worst meemaw diss you can ever hear. Somebody going, oh, you're in my prayers, honey. You are in my prayers. Good luck. Good luck in hell.
But Mia thinks this might be a nice thing. So she goes, thank you. So Susan underlines that it was an insult. For once, I put you in my prayers. She goes,
did you? Okay.
When you ask God to forgive somebody, especially if they called you out of your name.
Okay. Well, I'm going to sit down right here. I don't want to take anyone's seat.
You can have it. She's not here right now. It's Wendy's seat. She just sits down in.
So Mia's like, well, I guess I'll keep it warm for her, but I did make a promise to her because there were things that were said that weren't so nice directed towards me from you on Twitter. And Susan goes, on Twitter? I think only I tweeted about when you threw water on my daughter, which is a rhyme. And Mia's like, yes. And so she goes, oh, well, what I thought you were referring to, what I thought you were going to apologize for, which you absolutely have not, which was when a bird flew away and you said, is that your mother? I'm sorry, Susan, but that shit was the best line of that entire shit season. When that bird flew away and he said, is that your mama? I laughed even seeing the clip again.
I'm not the witch. I'm a child of God. I do not fly. I'll tell you what I do. I get up and I pray. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost.
And Mia's like, okay.
I pray in the name of Jesus. And
Well, all right. So I think I'm gonna go now. I think Gordon's in mania, so I'm gonna go just check in on him real quickly.
And then we get another cut to Wendy's brother, who's just kind of zoned out, staring into space. This poor guy. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but they're obviously showing him a lot this season on purpose because they just keep showing to him zoned out. I'm not really sure what's going on. So maybe hit the Happy Eddie table. You know, I don't know. So then Mia's like, well, I forgot she wanted me to apologize about the crow, but you know what? Like, it missed and went to Gordon, though, okay? Like, when you're anointed and sanctified, like, I'm good. But it hit Gordon, so sorry. I guess saying that the curse hit Gordon instead of her, because now he has mania. Classy.
I guess.
Is that what she's saying?
I don't know. I think so. So then Stacy is talking to Jassy. She's like, Jassy, I have not had a moment to ask you about your event. And you know what? While we're at it, let me just tell you, I said something shady the other night and we all thought it was very good. So I just want to let you know the update on my progress. Anyway, tell me about your event. And this guy like walks up behind her and is like, excuse me. And everyone's like, Jassy's like, ooh. Jassy's like, oh, he was all up on you, girl. Where's TJ? He better watch out. She goes, I don't know. Where is my best friend?
And this is where we see Ray talking to TJ about the personal computer. He's like, I had a personal computer in 1975. You know what I'm saying? I was programming.
And TJ's like, yeah, that's like Commodore 64 going way back then. And he's like, yes, it is like a Commodore. I also had a record album by the Commodores. Great group. Love them. They were never as good once Lionel left.
So then Ashley catches up with Karen a little bit and, you know, talk about the other day and how her drunk driving thing is going. And Ray's like, well, there's nothing I'm supposed to say, but I could say. And Karen's like, you can't say anything, Ray. Don't say anything. And he's like, I can't. She's like, oh, Lord, Ray, just be quiet. Please, Ray. What I was going to tell you, you look kind of young. Just kidding. You look a youngish old. Old young. Young old. If you yelled a little bit, I'd call you Old Yeller, but not completely old, just slightly Old Yeller.
Ray, that's enough. No more discussing about this. Go back to talking about computers with TJ.
So now it's time for Wendy's big announcement. So they all arrivals. They all go to the shore, and Wendy is on a boat. And the boat is designed to look like a car, but it looks like a car from the movie Cars. And Wendy's on it, and it's supposed to look sort of like this car that's doing donuts in the water. And she's like, "Whoa!" And they're all watching, but it keeps going and going and going. And then everyone gets bored and walks away. Wendy's still out there going in circles.
It's a lot. You know, your birthdays are supposed to be where people show up and celebrate you. Not where you just have people show up while you celebrate yourself.
I know. And Susan's just like scolding her from the shore. She's like, get off the boat. What the hell is going on? Get off the boat.
Because it just goes on and on. And they're all just sitting there staring at this lady on a boat squealing like, okay, well, she's still on the boat. And it just takes forever. Yes. It's very Wendy. Just like, you know, it's meant to be like this fun Wendy moment. And everyone's like, let me leave this party. This is the lamest party I've ever been to.
I know. And then she has to like, they have to like bring the boat to a dock that's far away. And she gets up on the pier. Just, it's like a long, long, slow arrival.
She tried it. She tried it. So then Ashley is talking about how she is going to do a drag king performance because it's Pride weekend. And Stacey goes, wait a minute. Hold on now, everybody. What's the difference between a drag queen and a drag king?
She's auditioning her new morning show because that is a morning show question. And Ashley's like,
okay, well, a drag queen is like a man dressing up as a woman. And as most people would be able to infer, a drag king is a woman dressing up as a man.
Donkey?
Airplane? No, as a man. No,
Lego?
Man. Lego? No, a woman as a man. It's a king.
Like what? A man dressed like a woman, woman dressed like a man? What kind of world is this? This is crazy. Speak into the mic.
Jacqueline's like, Stacey, you didn't know about this, babe? Honestly, guys, I really should be the number one friend of. So, speak into the mic. this is totally like a morning show. Tell me about drag kings. That's outrageous.
That's funny because she does play up this like, I'm just a dumb person. You know, I'm just like innocent, you know, but she's really not. And it's so funny watching. It's going to be funny watching her kind of unravel as the years go on because she will stay on the show for sure. She's great.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun watching her kind of drop this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like Portia her first year. Remember, Portia was a totally different person her first year on Atlanta. I mean, look where Portia is now versus like first year, she was all innocent. She's like, I'm married to Cordell. And now she's like the Portia we know and love. Yeah. So Karen is, as they all sit down and everything, Ashley does something about lowering her voice, which is kind of funny. And people are sitting down and everything, and Giselle and Karen are seated next to each other, and they're like laughing about that, etc. So Ink is there, and Giselle tells us, Mia, girl, why is Ink here? You had me at my event rubbing your leg because you are so upset about Gordon and Ink, and they're not getting along, and oh my gosh, they're fighting in front of the kids. And now on Instagram, I'm seeing they're having shots together by the pool, and they're kikiing it up, and they're having a ball. Mia, I'm very confused.
Yeah, no one's liking that. And then meanwhile, Susan, no one's come up to say hi to Susan, the in-laws. And so she's like, oh, they can't even speak. She can't even say anything. Hellfire. So then Stacy sits with Ray and he's like, wow, I'm trying to figure out where you've been. She's like, oh, no, where Wendy's sitting. And she's like, I don't know. I'm so excited to see Wendy. I wonder if she knows what a drag queen is. Drag king is. Do you know, Ray? Have you ever heard of a drag king? Did you know that that's a woman dressed like a male? Ray! Do drag kings read to children in libraries as well? What's happening? The world has been turned on its head.
As long as they're not on my golf course. So, yeah, I love Stacey looking for, like backup from Ray, of all people. Ray, person who's in touch with all the current and hip things in society. Did you ever hear about a drag king? Is that wild?
He's like,
I don't know if I know that.
He's like, I don't know if I've heard of that, but I could probably buy it because of the whole trans thing. And she's like, oh, what do trains have to do with it? It's like, geez, who is this person? So then Ashley's like, guys, Ray has never heard of drag kings either, but he has heard of trains dressing like women. Right, Ray?
I want to play golf. So Ashley's like, I think that like Stacey and I have a lot in common. We're both yogis. We're both married to foreign white men. But like Stacey is lacking a little bit of flavor, and I think Stacey needs that. Get them sweet lips. Get them lips wet. Get them sweet lips. Get them lips wet. Both sets. So yeah, I just Stacey making this a thing about drag kings. Like, well, she's so shocked about all this. She's like announcing it to the table. Guys, I shouldn't be shamed. I'm not the only one who's never heard of a drag king. Ray Huger also has not heard. So I think my case is settled.
So then TJ comes over and she's like, oh, hi, are you okay? And he's like, oh, you're noticing me now? And she's like, I was looking for you. He's like, no, you weren't. I watched you sit down here, man. I watched you. What the fuck? Terrible red flag. Huge, huge, huge red flag.
Huge. This is like that codependent shit that's like awful. But also like when you're trying to talk about like how you're a sanctimonious person and that you're doing things, making a pact with Jesus, but then you're going to talk to your partner this way. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry.
Not good. And she goes, well, I kept saying, where's TJ? And he's like, I'm right over there. You came to a party. You're hanging out with everybody but me. Get it together, man. What's wrong with you? You can take your hand off me now. Oh, I hope she does. Why was she just on Watch What Happens Live with this prick a couple of weeks ago? She needs to not be around this person. Know. Danger.
He's just jealous because he, like, when she's not with him, that means he's not on TV. And so he's basically like, no, you need to hang out with me so that way I can be in the scenes. I could be mixing it up with all the women and everything, and I could be part of this show a little bit more. That's what he's really pissed about.
Yeah, so Ashley catches this and she's like, yeah, he's a grown man and he can make his own damn friends. She's already got one child. She doesn't need another. So then Wendy makes another grand entrance and we see Eddie's sister, Nora, and there's like money all over. They're throwing money all over the ground for Wendy. Ones, unfortunately, but still. And then Mia's like, I need some ones. It's like back in the day. Just, would anybody like a lobster or a steak? $10 more, you get a both.
I am wearing a ball gown for now. So then Wendy talks about how like Eddie and his family, like they're all working to be better to each other. And, you know, she is just happy that they're getting along and everything. So then she makes a speech. Goes, you know, I said I wasn't going to cry. I may cry. I just want to say cheers to being 40, but cheers to 40 more. God, I'll see you all next week, by the way, for my next 40th birthday celebration. So this is number 3. We're going to go on to number 4 next time.
So then Stacey's like, wow, I'm really hungry. Do you like the flowers, TJ? He goes, that's such a girl question. Oh, my God.
She's like, yeah, I don't know. First of all, it's not a girl question. It's just a question. And second of all, I don't know why you're so put out with that. You know, for someone who probably has to deal with a lot of gay rumors, you're not doing a great job of deflecting them, I would say, when you get sensitive about girl questions. Like, that's like be a little bit more like secure with yourself before you start getting mad at people for asking you questions about flowers.
Yeah. So then now Giselle is talking to Gianno and she's like, so this woman was just in your arms, referring to Ashley because he was carrying Ashley around earlier. He's the hot guy. And he's like, well, I felt like she was looking into my soul. And she goes, oh, wow. You Gianno's like, I'm respectful, but the energy was there. And she's like, yeah. He wants everybody at this party, Ashley. Yeah, move on. Move on. Leave him in the streets.
Yeah. So,
then God, this episode just keeps going, doesn't it? What the hell's going on in this episode? I keep thinking it's over and I'm like, wait. And then I scroll. I'm like, and the end. Thank you all for being here. No, it's not the end. It keeps going.
No, it's still going. So, Eddie and Wendy are taking a photo with Eddie's family. And Wendy is like, happy. She feels like they've turned a corner and everything. And Eddie says, I feel so happy, which is kind of his thing. You know, it's his brand. And then they're all like laughing. Where's Happy Eddie? Etc. And then there's like a sunset and they're like still gathered around, still saying happy birthday and everything.
So basically they move on to confronting Mia about saying that she was, you know, dealing with his mania, but now she's back with Ink. And so Giselle's like, what the hell? What's up with that? 24 hours you're on Instagram with a full-fledged photo shoot with Gordon and Ink and the children. And she tells us Mia lies about so many things. And then we see a clip of Mia's lies, which is just insane, like saying that Chris Bassett was flirting with her and then admitting that she was just mad at Candace and it was just a jab. Yeah. And then saying at Karen's spring event, her cancer stuff, like lying when she said that she had cancer and all of that stuff. So God, I forgot about that one. How could I? So then she's like, well, we don't know the truth about anyone in this girl's life. I don't believe her, you know?
Right. Yeah, like Mia is a constant liar. It's funny that they seem to be really picking up on this like 4 years later. So they were like, so what happened, Mia? Like, you know, what's going on with you and Gordon and Ink? Like, what changed in 24 hours that, you know, you said that Ink was out of your life and now, or was taking a step back, but now he's like here right now. And, you know, they're saying like, this was really hard. It's because like the actions and the words don't align when it comes to Mia. And so Mia's like, you know what? The fathers of my children can get along. And they're like, wait, did you just say the fathers? She goes, fathers. Yes. And
dun, like, dun, fathers. Fathers? Are they drag fathers? Are those fathers who dress up like mothers? And so this show's flailing. I have to say, this show had a really good start to the season. There's some flailing going on. I hope they kind of get it together for the rest of the season because I jumped on that train very fast. I was like, Potomac's back. There's some flailing.
I was really into this episode. I really liked it. I think it was just it was a hard one to recap because it was a big party. And when there's big parties, there's just like, it's always like, there's a pocket of people talking over here, then a pocket of people over here, and then a pocket of people over here. So sometimes it can be hard. Like, I find that I get a little bit lost in those, but I'm still on board. I'm feeling bullish.
I've got a life vest in my hand to throw out to the water.
Ready.
Say, stop flailing. Because you're flailing, you know? I think you can get afloat, but for now you're flailing. So I hope someone backstage is like, we're flailing, fix it. And then Karen runs
into somebody.
I don't know.
I'm in the circling boat that's meant to look like a car in the middle of the water, just going around in circles. So I'm happy. going high speed in circles and I'm dizzy.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being with us. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.